Now, other candidates continue campaigning in Iowa, like Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, who's a favorite of peace and environmental activists. But of all the candidates who chose to compete in that state, the stakes may be highest for Missouri's Dick Gephardt. He won Iowa when he ran for president 16 years ago, and he's all but said that the state is a must-win now. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It's just after noon on a farm in Greene County in central Iowa. Dick Gephardt is standing in front of a tractor, making another campaign appearance. As he winds down, he moves to what may be the most important part of his stump speech, a plea to come out and support him in the Iowa caucuses.
We need a lot of folks to show up for Dick Gephardt, so if you'd sign up today, that would be great. If you're willing to bring a few friends, that's even better. We'd like you to sign up to do that.
Gephardt's audience in this largely rural area is mostly farmers and high school students. But standing off to one side, wearing a black jacket with the United Auto Workers logo on the back, is Jerry Boyd. He represents about 200 workers at two plants in the area. He's working to get as many of them out as possible on caucus night for Gephardt.
I don't call. I'd walk around, talk, and visit with people. I'd rather do that than talk on the phone.
Complicating Gephardt's task is that two of the nation's largest unions, representing tens of thousands of government employees and service workers in Iowa, went for former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. But Boyd says among manufacturing workers in Iowa, Gephardt's opposition to NAFTA and liberalized trade with China carries a lot of weight.
You go to a meeting of the company and they start, first thing they do, well, I can buy my transmission over in China or Australia, Brazil, and cheaper, and it's always that threat.
A coalition of unions, including the Teamsters, the Machinists, and the Steelworkers, are working to support Gephardt. It began running an ad in Iowa last November that didn't mention any candidates by name, but which clearly explained why it was endorsing the Missouri lawmaker.
Next time someone asks for your vote, ask them where they stood during the fight against NAFTA.
Although Iowa is largely rural, union members are sprinkled throughout the state's nearly 2,000 precincts, and history shows that they participate in caucuses in higher than average numbers. That's what Dick Gephardt is counting on.
I think we're going to have a superior organization, and we're going to be able to actually get our people out to caucus at 6:30 on the night of the 19th of January, and that's the task that we all face.
Both Dean and Gephardt's operations are fueled by outside help. One major difference is that many of Dean's volunteers are college students. The backbone of Gephardt's organization are veterans of the labor movement. The command center for the union Get Out the Vote effort is here in a conference room at a Sheraton hotel in Des Moines. John Palumbo is a Teamster from New York. He spent the day an hour east of Des Moines visiting union members in Jasper County, driving on gravel roads with two other labor activists. Palumbo says they visited 27 people today and got 13 confirmed yeses.
We met a retired laborer from 1962. And he was thrilled out of his socks. Never went to a caucus in his life. I would imagine he's a fairly elderly gentleman. And he said he's definitely going. Him and his wife are going to go to the caucus, and they're going to do the right thing.
About 300 out-of-state union members are fanning out across the state for Gephardt. Busloads of labor volunteers from Missouri are also joining in the effort. Mike Hellstrom is a business manager with the Laborers Union Local in New York. This is the first time he's been involved in a political campaign of this magnitude. But he says what he's doing here is what he does best, organizing workers.
We organize in many different ways, and I think that our job is to move people from point A to point B. Point A is in their house, and point B is at the caucus, you know, and we know that we're going to be able to get those folks to go to the caucus, because when it really comes down to it, you say, it's an hour and a half out of your life. We're not asking you for any money here. We're not asking you for anything else, but just go there and be counted as a vote for Mr. Gephardt. You members say, you know what, I can do that.
Hellstrom says they have a lot riding on the effort. They want to get Gephardt elected, but they also want to show that organized labor matters. Greg Allen, NPR News.